Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. If you feel that you've been here too much, your career has flatlined, right? If you're in a plateau moment in your career, which is okay, but a lot of people hit that, right? They really worked hard, and then they plateaued. And they're wondering, why am I plateaued? They're not driven, not because they're sabotaging themselves, it's not because they're in a bad mood, it's not because of the kids, it's not because of the team. That at some point when we hit that plateau, there's usually a reason why. And that is, we started guiding our days and we started thinking about our ambitions from our comfort zone. And our comfort zone, this line around it, is really a line of preferences. I don't feel like working that hard today, because you don't have to. You're already there, right? You've climbed the mountain, you're good. And you're like, man, can't I just enjoy the view for a while? And I'm like, absolutely enjoy the view. Love the view. Set up camp on top of the mountains. Shout out from the rooftops. Have children. Start a farm. You know, start making your vegetables. Live up there in comfort as long as you want. And then one day you'll go, there must be something. It's just the human ambition for growth, for contribution, for deeper levels of connection and giving that drives so many of us. And so it's okay if you feel comfortable. But what I'd like to suggest to you today, if you feel like you've been there a little too long
I got an idea that might help them. And I believe that the reason that high performers hit excellence isn't because they're in their comfort zone, but they're in the necessary zone. I think it's important for all of us to find necessary if we are going to amplify our life to the next level. Look, if you're in your comfort zone, you're doing things because it's easy, it's a preference, you got good at it. It's a skill, it's a knowledge, it's a core competency, it's a capability you can do, and you feel good about yourself. The reason high performers stay high performers so long is because they believe it is necessary to continue growing. It's necessary to put in the training, the practice. It's necessary for them to give more, to serve more, to contribute more. It's necessary for them to grow in their character. It's necessary for them to deepen their relationships. It's necessary for them to feel more alive. It's part of their identity that it is necessary to grow. It's not like a hope, an idea. It's not even an aspiration. It's a must. It's a necessity in their day. It's like I was talking recently to two NFL players. Great guys, legends, right? I'll show you what's really cool. As we're talking, one guy was talking about his hunger for being on the field. And he was talking about how the other people around him, who were also, by the way, they're all NFL players. They were good too. This guy's a legend. And he said that the main difference between what he felt like he did and other people did is he felt it was necessary for him to keep an edge. That's what he said. He says, I have to keep that edge. I have to be pushing myself, because if I'm not pushing myself, then what ends up happening is other people pass me. And it wasn't just competitive for him. Because I said, is that it? Is this, you gotta beat other people? Is it an ego thing? He goes, no. He goes, because Brendan, they look to me. He said, they look to me for inspiration. They look to me for leadership. They look at me as a role model. If I let off and I fall into a comfort zone, not only will I probably not be, I won't last because it is so competitive, but I also won't be able to inspire the people around me. And at some point, I'll get bored. And as he was describing all that, I was like, wow, how many times in my life I've heard high performers talk like that? He's not saying, I push myself so hard because I want to win. That's not what he said. I push myself so hard because I'm scared of the people replacing me. That's not what he said. Pushed himself because he wanted to grow, but he also knew he was a role model. People were watching him. I want you to think about any level of growth that you're really gonna have in your life. The only way you sustain it and keep breaking through is it's a necessary thing for you. I mean, look at how many people who start a great New Year's ambition. It's an interest, and they do. They step outside their comfort zone. They go to the gym 1, 2, 3 times. They take those first baby steps, but they don't stick to it because it wasn't real for them. It wasn't necessary to become healthy. A lot of people become very healthy, the most healthy in their life, after surviving something. Broke their leg, got sick, saw somebody die, and they said, you know what, I gotta change, and it became real for them. See, most people, they wait too late in their life to find necessary. So your partner walks out on you and says, well, I've been telling you to get better, but you never got better. And now all of a sudden, oh, let me make better, I'll get better. Waited too late to find necessary. They said, I gave you the chances, I'm out of here. You never found necessary in your mind, so you never got better in that relationship. Does that make sense? People wait until tragedy. They wait until scarcity. They wait until obligation. They wait until that very last moment, because it's so much easier to be comfortable than to try. So I'd like you to think first and foremost for your relationships. What relationship in your life do you need to find your necessary in? It's necessary for me to be a better dad because why? It's necessary for me to be a better wife because why? It's necessary for me to be a better team leader because why? If you never ask that question and you're not clear about why it's important to you, obviously we know from, you know, everything we've studied in psychology, you lose motivation. There's no reason. there's no drive. You know, there's no ambition and expectancy that we're going to reach it. There's no motivation. And so your relationship, what's necessary? Now think about your career. Why is it necessary for you to be excellent at what you do? Why? Can you articulate it? Can you journal on it today? After this, maybe you sit down, what's my necessary in my world right now for my career? Think about your health. Why is it necessary for this year to be the year you get healthier? Why? Why is it this year, right now, you're gonna quit smoking? Why is it this year you're gonna stop drinking all your calories? Why is it this year you're gonna stop overeating? Why? Why is it necessary? Because look, if it's, you're just gonna fall back in your comfort zone, you're just gonna keep smoking, keep drinking the calories, keep overeating. You're gonna stop working out because it's easier. It's easier. This is a path that feels so good. It's the path of least resistance, but it also leads to early death. You know, it also leads to relationships that are unfulfilling. It also leads to careers that are minimal and never scaled to the appropriate level because no one knew what was necessary. I work harder than I need to. Because for me, it's necessary. I work harder. I focus. I develop. I practice. It is the fundamental identity of a high performer to know what is necessary for me to develop, to grow, to give, to connect. And if you have not clarified that, that is why you don't have more motivation. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it,
It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.